This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. The Drive is live. You heard Clint Stoerner there, and I'm sure we'll rekindle a little bit of that conversation. Tyler Milner's in the building. If you are on YouTube and Twitch, you can see our faces. Those of you wanted to find your way as part of the show via the text line, the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610. And Tyler, can I get a little, can I get a little 90? Can I get a little Cam Smith? Can I get a little last night Cam Smith in my
Cheryl. Loins?
Can we hear that a little bit? Cam came into Dykin and he said, "Nah, man, I'm gonna continue this thing," and got him a nice little triple. I mean, he is not just a guy that looks good getting off the bus. He's moving around them bad boys. But here is last night, if you missed it, against the mighty, mighty Space Cowboys, Cam Smith continued his great spring.
Cam has had as good a spring training as anybody. He and Jeremy Pena, the two best springs. And there's a ball down the right field line. Fair ball. That's going to score at least one run. Jeremy Pena's on the move. Tony Parrish, Chico waving him home. And Cam Smith heading for third. He is going to start out his Astros career in this stadium with a two RBI triple. And he is fired up.
Go Stros.
That was the part that got me, Clint, is
him jumping up all high.
Hey, man, I said, man, it is March 24th.
Let's get it.
And my man is in here with the wrong number, I would assume, on the back of his jersey.
No question. That's got to change.
And he
two
is,
days to change.
Sure.
And he is fired. I mean, he is fired up. Like, I don't know how many Astros we got over there that gets themselves good and amped like that. Right, you remember you had a little crazy Hector Neris who would lose his mind a little bit, get himself fired up. Bregman would get himself a little fired up.
What about your boy, old center fielder? What was his name?
Oh, Jose Suri.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, he'll piss people off. Jeremy Pena gets himself a little fired up a little bit. But my man slid into third base, boy. I thought he was in the postseason. And I loved it. I loved the energy he brought. I love, like, that. There is something to, like, he just has a different kind of energy and feel, like, you know, that, hey, it's my first time around, baby. The hell with this. Like, he don't look like we're about to embark in 162. He look like he about to go out there and have a blast every single damn day. And I think that energy is something that could be really helpful to a veteran team like this.
Hell yeah, it can be. I mean, veteran team or not, this team lacks personality.
Oh yeah.
This team lacks personality. This team, you can argue at this point, lacks leadership. This team lacks a spark. Who's gonna deliver? Right? Who's gonna deliver? And we've talked about Christian Walker multiple times and Christian Walker from that leadership standpoint. I disagree with anybody that doesn't think that a real alpha can walk into a locker room or in this case a clubhouse and within a month be the biggest, most important leader on that team. I think Christian Walker can do that. When you got a work ethic, when you got pelts on the wall, I think Christian Walker can do that. If you're an alpha, if it's authentic, if it's genuine and sincere, it don't take 2 years of service to get that title. I think that can happen. Even with Christian Walker, even if I am right with Christian Walker, there's still a void of spark. There's still a void of personality. There's still a void of outward expression. That's contagious and can spread among the team.
Really,
and,
really happy.
And there's a handful of guys on this team that could do it, but just simply don't bring it to the table, right? You look at Yainer Diaz. I think he's one that could do it, but I don't think it's naturally in him to be a a rah-rah guy or even a fire-em-up guy. It's clearly not in Yordan Alvarez's toolbox. And you look at Altuve, it ain't there, right? So you start wondering, where's this going to come from? Pena, possibly, but he's too up and down and worried about giving hearts to the crowd and all that kind of job, which is cute. That's fine. He's a panty dropper. That's cool.
It's a panty dropper.
It's damn sure not Jake Meyers.
Hey, Jake, out here.
I screwed up.
And
just living life, baby.
Chaz is going the wrong direction, right? Dubon, hell, they're doing everything they can to keep his ass off the field no matter what he does. This utility role all of a sudden is more important than starting players. But, hey, whatever.
Just cutting a promo on the Astros.
Look, I just think at the end of the day, there is
why God, he killed
it. I mean, we need a right fielder. We need some pyre. We need some youth. We need some spark. We need another bat in this lineup, and Cam Smith appears to be bringing that. And then, look, everybody out there, I know Luke Morrow yesterday. Luke did a great job. But everybody out there won't start, averaging out. Hey, he's been facing this AA, AAA caliber. Hey, everybody else facing the same
thing. I think
the big
one is also the service time. If they wait a little bit.
All right, bud. That's what old Bud Norris tried to hit me with, too, the business side. Time, hey, man. Sometimes... Like Dana Brown, he's a fast mover. Let's just get this thing rolling. It's in the best interest of the team.
I kept it real as a true professional myself. It feels like it
is. It's in the best interest of the team if that man right there is on the field this year.
And not just this year, immediately. Like, coming out Thursday.
Immediately, yes.
Thursday is a deal. I know last night, make sure you're listening. You can hear him again tonight. Area 45, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago. They had hotel lobby Bobby.
Yeah, they did.
2 Chainz in the building. What was he? Tonic, vodka, and what was he? Gin and tonic?
Vodka cram,
vodka
man.
Vodka cram, just a splash.
I'd have bet he was vodka soda, but he went vodka splash.
He
wanted to get a little pink in there. Just a little bit of pink.
He sticks his pinky out when he drinks. Hotel lobby Bobby was on with Area 45 last night, and he gave his thoughts on the Cam Smith. Will he start up with the big league team? Will he be a starter? This was Hotel Lobby Bobby Nightingale's response.
Is Cam Smith going to be the everyday starting right fielder despite the fact he's played right field for 2 weeks?
Yeah, he will be. They're going to give him a chance. We'll see what happens. I don't think anybody saw this coming, that he'd be ready this quickly. So kudos to him. What do you have, first at bat tonight? Was it 2-run double, 2-run triple, something like that?
Triple.
And very, very impressive. All the scouts that saw him early on thought, okay, he's got a chance to be good, but no one saw it, this quickly.
All right, there is Bob Nightingale, USA Today, saying he will.
Matter of fact, he will.
He will. Bobby sounded like he had one of them vodka crams right there. I'll be honest with you. He sounded like a little late night.
Maybe three of them.
Might have been in that lobby of whatever hotel he's in.
That
would be a great shtick. Being the baseball insider, maybe as you get, like for John McClain right now. Like if John McClain could somehow turn it into, I'm only doing post 7 o'clock interviews.
That's it.
Nighttime radio. And I might be a few vodka sodas.
I might
vodka
be in the bag
creams.
A little bit.
I might be.
Booger
might.
Butt?
Get on there slurring every now and then?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Trick, I might be.
Not that Bobby was. Just I'm saying.
If you told me that there was a nice glass with a big ice cube and some Tito's and some...
some kind of spirit.
And a splash. And a splash, he seemed like a Kettle One guy, but whatever. And a splash of cranberry, I would not have been surprised by that. It looks like it might be the case. We'll talk to our guy, MLB Network, coming up at the bottom of this hour, 2:40, Robert Flores, to get his thoughts, to see if he's feeling and hearing the same thing as well, that Cam Smith will start the big the season with the big league club. And that's I think the only thing right now is the service time thing, and I know Luke Morrow, as you talked about it, has been big on that, but it feels like this is moving this route. And hell, I mean, they're not even allowing other people to play out there right now, and so it looks like he is going to, I think he's in the lineup again today, again.
I'm looking at the lineup, and if it's right, he'd have moved up a spot.
In the five spot?
He's in the five hole, yeah. Man. Altuve, Paredes, Alvarez, Pena, and then Smith in right field. DeZinzo, Caratini, Dubon, McCormick, and Wisniewski's on the bump for the Astros. You got look. I mean, my man, this is two straight games before you open up in less than 48 hours.
With a lot of the main guys in the lineup.
You'd think so.
Yeah. A couple of things we need to tackle with Cam though. Is he gonna stay with 90? Or is he's getting a new number, right?
He better not be. No, that I mean, had to have
could,
been.
Like, he could get away with 90. Strapping, good looking.
99, though, I think is where you go, right?
If you're going to go.
Ooh,
you're right. You're
I
right,
like
you're
it. Right.
Good call. Yeah,
if you're going to go big, you might as well go the biggest possible. Does he sound like he's ripping off Aaron Judge? Or like maybe he just comes out and says, I'm a big J.J. Watt fan and I'm going 99? It's that or Ike. Like he's got that build where you can't go wrong anywhere. Is one still available?
You got me.
Correa had it. Has anybody used one? Because he looked like he'd clean a good one up. Like that number one on that, because Correa that kind of a bigger strapping, and he's obviously a lot bigger.
He's rocking 24 at Florida State with the most Seminoles.
I think numero uno is available, and he is the number one prospect in the system.
Take that, man. Go ahead, snag that. Give me one end of the spectrum.
I can
one,
be clean.
One or 99. Like, just give me one of those.
Should I know? I feel like 24 is taken. Who's taking 24? Who's wearing 24?
I don't know. You got to mess around with the Astros, too. They got some retirees in there as well.
I think there's a good chance you see 24. 24 is what he's rocking at Florida State.
Listen, that would look fine.
24's retired.
There he goes.
Who is that?
Jimmy Wendt.
I'm about to say, yeah, they've got
Jimmy.
They've got some. Yeah, just go get that one, man.
Did TV Maybe, work for the Astros?
Or does he Jimmy. Say 90 was going so well for me and got me in this spring training? And
no.
I'm just going to keep rolling.
Unacceptable.
He's above the number being that's not it. What about two?
I mean, that's a little soon, man.
Is it too soon?
Is this
too soon?
No, let me. You two may know better than me. Does two have a chance to be retired?
100%.
So maybe you step away from two.
He's too smart.
Retired?
Like mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like is Bregman
one of those core of the Golden
Run? Is he one of those? Because
I mean, they're gonna end up. You win too much, you're going to end up retiring the whole damn...
Look at the names already up there, though. I mean, Bregman's done a hell of a lot more than most
line,
of them.
Text line coming in, keep 90, make Trophy it your line. Own number. Keep 90, make it your own number, someone texted in.
Good one.
I think, obviously, Altuve is going to get retired, but I don't think he's the only one, right, out of this group. No, I think Bregman.
Yeah, I would say Bregman's more likely to not, 100%.
So maybe they don't let him hold two.
Well, you let him hold it now and then take it from him if they retire.
No, but then you can't do that. I mean, if Cam Smith turns out to be Cam Smith, you can't yank it from him. That's the only thing. That two would be nice, but I mean that one.
I've not spent a whole lot of time thinking about retired numbers, so I may be out of pocket here. But I'm
you that didn't I'm, hit you that didn't hit you like when you hear. Altuve's number
I know,
retired.
It's the best Astro of all time.
But you, I mean, but when you hear Bregman, that you don't get the same feel.
I don't jump directly there. No, I don't. Yeah, I don't.
That was a no brainer for me.
Yeah,
that was too perfect.
And this guy's talking through drops. Yeah, no, I mean, I like Bregman and all, but I didn't retire your number.
If you were to tell me in this golden age. And he's had huge moments, and I think he's probably number two in this run. It's him and because
that's exactly, I guess, kind of where my brain was at with it. I mean, he's the guy behind Altuve if you're making a list of this golden age.
Yeah.
Which is, before someone freaks out, that's debatable. But.
Well, that, I mean, to me, this is a cool conversation because that's part of what's really fascinating about the Astros.
I get where
you would think as much success as they had, you would think that there would be a laundry list of five or six guys. But the reality is there's not. Like, there's a short list.
But just because like, Springer wouldn't hear
right,
long,
but that's the fascinating part of it. The way that they don't pay guys long-term in those monster contracts means there's a lot of turnover. So it comes down to, the conversation is there's two guys that have been here for the long haul, and that's Altuve and Bregman. Yeah, I mean, look.
Now, if you wanted to talk pitchers, like you start talking JV, you start talking maybe a Ryan Pressly, big part of all those years.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Pressly's getting retired. JV is interesting. I know this is rough. I still visualize him as a Tiger, but
that makes sense.
But he won at least one Cy Young here. If he didn't win two, did he win two? I think he may have won two, didn't? Yeah, I think he got that one over what's his face you hate, Tyler. They were coming down to the end of the season.
Oh, the rep of himself.
Yeah,
Cole. Garrett Cole.
Yeah, Garrett Cole. I think he did win two. Well, two Cy Youngs here, two championships here.
Might have some interesting audio for you. Give me a sec.
Verlander's interesting. I don't think Pressly. I don't see that from Ryan Pressly. But two is, Altuve's a no-brainer. Some people are saying, like someone said, no, they're not going to retire two. They can't retire the whole lineup. I don't think that is the whole lineup. I think right now if 44 continues to have this run through.
No question.
Well,
44's got a chance to. It don't matter what the, like, these guys, not Altuve, but definitely Bregman, like, it's strongly because of the championship.
Yeah, the championship's tied to it.
I mean,
if Jordan
continues and can just stay healthy, I know everybody's worried about them knees, but if he can just stay healthy, I mean, it don't matter what the hell happens winning-wise, he's going to be in.
Yeah.
I can't find it right now, and maybe we can talk about it later, but there was a conversation Justin Verlander had with someone in the media, I think with MLB Network, in the last few weeks, and they were talking about, his eventual Hall of Fame entrance, and he said he was undecided on what logo he'd be going in with in terms of the Astros and Tigers, which kind of shocked me.
Which is, I mean, he's had his greatest of his team success, and he won the MVP with the Tigers, like not the Cy Young, the MVP. He won the Cy Young and MVP that one year, and he had all those great years with the Tigers. They went to the World Series a couple times, but he won two here and a couple of Cy Youngs. So who knows? We'll see. Definitely not going in as a Met.
Nope, and hopefully not a Giant.
I don't think he will go in as a Met. By the way, I saw the Astros post this. When Cam had that hit, Cam the man. That it?
No, that's too. That's weak. That is.
Yeah, it can be a lot better.
That's very.
We got to think on that.
That is very little time invested in
Cam
in
the thinking, man
in creation. No, spend more time in creation mode.
I can come up with some good ones.
The prototype.
Wham bam! Thank you, Cam.
That actually is significantly better if you were the play-by-play guy.
Thank you.
The play-by, if you were Luke Morrow.
Yeah, get Luke to say it, and we might be able to use it, Chief.
He's at the plate now, looking for his second hit of the day.
All right, coming up, we've talked a lot about the. Yeah, love it. He gave it, baby. We talked a lot about the offensive side of the ball with the Texans, but what about that other side? What should be the expectations for D'Amico's defense next year? We've talked a lot about the offense, which we should, but what should the expectations be for that defense? We'll discuss that coming up next.
You're going to get hit hard if you're playing against us.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Breaking here from Chandler Room of The Athletic, John Singleton cleared waivers and will be released by the Astros. Sources tell Chandler Rome and the Athletic there is still a chance he resigns with the Astros, but Singleton will explore his options. Damn. That boy went and got in the best shape of his life. Said he got abs. He probably thinking to himself, man, I should have just stayed heavy.
Been a lot easier to stay big, man. Get the hell up out of here.
Or I made it. Kept my job.
I don't know. I think it'll go a long ways in whatever he does next.
Yeah.
Big John. I mean, he is a guy that I like covering. Just ain't got room over there at first base for me.
Those bat flips, boy. My favorite bat flips are the ones that didn't exit the park. No,
maybe back.
We can't Tyler, do that yet, Tyler. You can't do that.
Are y'all going to be real with yourselves on this Tuesday?
What the hell's wrong with you, man?
Y'all going to be real with yourselves on this Tuesday? You're going to lie to yourself.
They're doing right by Big John and letting him test the market, man.
He might be back. He might know. No, they left that out there. I'm not co-signing.
We have seen our last bat flip on a flyout.
No.
We have.
Chandler Rome left it in there. There is still a chance he resigns with the Astros.
Yes, and heads down to Sugar Land. I mean, thank you, John, for everything you've done. Seriously, great story.
I think you're
great story.
I really do.
We say goodbye to you, John.
No, I'm not doing it. I am not pouring it out. In fact, I'm drinking my water.
I know it hurts.
Can y'all keep it down, man? I'm back at 1994.
Well, you shouldn't be back there.
The Baytown Lee Commons, Melvin Bradley. No, not Melvin Bradley. It was Melvin Taylor.
You get that
singing this right here.
Now, I'm not participating in this. No.
We appreciate everything you brought, John.
No, and John, there's still a chance. Stop this. John Singleton is just right now released. There's still a chance, okay? Now, you didn't play this for Forrest Whitley last year, and you should have.
Sorry.
If we played that for Forrest Whitley, we'd be playing it every time we mention his name.
No, it's just that one time. Just that one time. All right,
You jumped the gun on that, Tyler.
I think you did. I really do.
You don't make many mistakes. That was one of them.
I disagree.
I know.
First part was right.
Oh, okay. I was going to say you disagree with.
No, first part was right. Rarely, if ever, do I make a mistake. I mean, I'm pretty damn good at what I do. But anyway.
All right. Listen, we've talked a lot about the offense and the offensive line, the receivers, the lack of speed.
He can't even take himself serious.
I can't. I know. No,
I hear him chuckling back there.
He can't help it. So I'll move. I'm going to transition for it. But this defense now, Clint, they've added Gardner Johnson at safety. They've locked up Danielle Hunter. Like, this is a defense that at some point late carried this team and looks to be pretty good. They bring in Sheldon Rankins. They add him to the inside to go along with some of the guys they have up there. What should be the expectation of the defense? I think it's kind of up in the air with the offense, but what should be the expectation for this defense for the Texans?
Well, the way they're loading up, hell, it ought to be a top three defense in the league.
That's exactly the number. I said five to myself, and then I was like, no. Like, this should be a top three game defense. I think there is a real argument that they have the best set of edge rushers in the game, right? The only team last year to have two edge rushers with double-digit sacks. I think there is, and that's not including guys like Barnett and guys like, what's his name, that flips in inside and outside.
Autry.
Yeah, Danico Autry, not including him, those two guys. But when you add them to the mix, they've got depth there too. And then there's an argument that they have the best secondary in football, including maybe the best pair of corners in football. At least there was the numbers kind of played that out last year. So, and then, like, you know, they've got athletic linebackers. We'll see what happens with Christian Harris. That was just very strange at the end of the year. But hopefully he comes back and he's healthy.
They're all fixable.
I'm with you, man. Listen, maybe they're a little, there's some maybe weakness, you'd call it, interior. But, you know, and we saw last year they were able to overcome that if it was a weakness. This feels like at the very least, a top five defense.
Yeah, look, I think, again, talking Texans right now, I don't want to talk about the Texans as it relates to the Jacksonville Jaguars, Tennessee Titans, right? I don't want to talk about how they're going to fare in a bad division and against bad football teams. Let's talk about, well, you know, we're talking playoff-caliber football teams, playoff-caliber defenses, and playoff-caliber offenses. Like, I think the only checkup, if you will, on this defense
is there a weakness?
I wouldn't call it a weakness, but I think when you bump it up against like playoff caliber defenses, and more importantly, playoff caliber offenses, and like how are you gonna attack those offenses? The only weakness is, again, that context matters. We're talking about great defenses. Like, the only weakness is the interior defensive line. Like, you don't have the one guy that is going to, no doubt about it, push the pocket if you don't dedicate two offensive linemen to him. You don't have the guy that's going to, no doubt about it, command a double team in any kind of run scheme you throw out there. Like, you don't have that guy, right? And you don't have that guy that in a clutch situation, you know, hey, that guy right there is going to be a bear to handle. That guy right there is going to be an absolute problem for offenses really throughout the game, but damn sure in critical moments.
Because right now, inside, it's Tim Settle, Sheldon Rankins. They brought back Mario Edwards Jr. They still got Kurt Heinisch out there. 072 Tommy, he's out there as well. It's maybe there if you want to call it a weakness, but I don't look at it and think like teams are going to just run it down their throats. And I also believe with how much help that the edge guys are going to probably be forced to give, I do like the idea of Sheldon Rankins and Mario Edwards getting to go one-on-one a lot in pass rush downs.
Well, like again, you know, to me, it's one of those, can this team go into a game? And we're talking about the best defenses in the game. Right now, I mean, last year, Philly had to be especially when you look at their personnel, kind of how that developed along the season. Like, I think Philly is kind of who you would bump them up against. Like, who's going to be, they got two dudes inside that were absolute problems. Right? Who's going to be those guys? Who's going to be the guys?
They were kind of the opposite of the Texans, where their big time guys
are inside. Yeah,
and
then you got a guy claiming he should have been the MVP over Hurts that was an edge rusher. But at the end of the day, the thought is like, do you have the ability? I know you can win 10-11. I know you can play really statistically, and even with the advanced stats, you can play really, really high caliber good football.
They should dominate the teams in this division.
Correct. And those numbers will carry you on a year to year basis. Those numbers will carry you. Those numbers will ultimately make you real shiny and pretty. But the key is, can you, when you bump up against Kansas City and Pat Mahomes, can you make Pat Mahomes' life a living hell? Can you make Jalen Hurts non-factor?
They were doing it in the playoffs.
Sure, they made it tough, but nobody did it like Philly did. That's where we're trying to get. Hell, the Texans are already at a spot where they're as good as some of the better defenses. Can you get to that next level? And like, if we're talking that, to me, it's the interior D line.
This is a defense, Clint, that potentially helps an offense not have to just be amazing. Right. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, we've got a crowd of youngsters.
Hello, lady.
They look young, man.
Tyler, one, it's the boss lady.
I was saying it to boss lady. Gosh,
secondly,
guys,
they're young.
Lord,
I mean, come on, man.
We have a special relationship.
Right, it doesn't matter if you're talking to boss lady or the youngsters. That was inappropriate.
We got to get to Roflo, and I got a real good mind to bring this up to Roflo. We got to get to Roflo, but we got to tackle it. Like, what is the age in which you can say, wow,
I hadn't even seen him yet?
Well, I know, but what's the age? Like, wow, she's attractive. Because I was looking at Juju last.
There's an answer to this.
I was looking at Juju last night, and I'm thinking, that's a good-looking girl. And then I thought, God, she's 19. Nope, I'm 40. Like, I don't feel right. I don't feel right. All right, let's move off of this. Robert Flores, we'll get a preview of the Astros and what he thinks about Cam Smith, this rotation, this bullpen, everything coming up with MLB Network's Robert Flores coming up.
Live from the Mokerum Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive, and let's head to the phone lines to someone you all know very well. Since we've been doing this 5 years, he has been a part of this show, Robert Flores, Houston's own, who I know is excited about. Your Cougs made you sweat it out a little bit at the end of that game against Gonzaga, and I'm saying that correctly for you, Kelvin, but... But they're moving on. You got a chance here coming up against Purdue. I know you're amped up about this thing.
Yeah, well, what I'm amped up about is why the committee decided to have a number one seed play a road game against Purdue in Indianapolis, but that's neither here nor there.
It is toughness here, man.
Yeah, and the Gonzaga ending was less than ideal, but hey, survive in advance.
There you go.
Fingers crossed for this weekend.
There you go. No, you're in good shape. Yeah, y'all are going to at least with Purdue. Now Tennessee, we'll see. But Purdue, they'll give them problems. All right. By the way,
best teams I've seen all weekend were Florida and Duke. Just pure talent. I thought Florida and Duke were the most talented teams. Doesn't mean they're going to win it. Those were just, I thought, the most talented teams I saw of all the games.
I'm sorry, Ruffalo. Did you say Arkansas?
No, he didn't.
Oh, my bad.
I did not. I love the story. I love Cal, and I love what he's doing. I just don't know if they can continue past this weekend. Oh, but okay. Hey,
just checking, man.
Hogs are winners.
Ruffalo, it was the I did not. It was the dismount on the I did not. That really drove that into his heart. All right, you can catch Ruffalo on MLB Central every morning, 9 a.m. Central Time on MLB Network. Always an entertaining show. And as the season gets going. Starts tomorrow as the season gets going, man. That's the spot to turn on and catch everything in the morning. So check him out there. All right, so the big story here is Cam Smith. And there's a lot there with service time and should he come up and what kind of pitching has he really faced in the spring with these numbers. What are you hearing and what's your thoughts about him potentially starting immediately?
Well, I was at Astros camp probably about 3 weeks ago, and I had a good chat with Dana Brown about him and talked with Joe Espada about Cam, and they love the kid. Joe Espada said, as good a ball player as he is, he's an even better kid. And I think that comes through. I think that he has so certainly surprised them by how well, how he's done. But to your point, there are a lot of factors here. One, there's a need, okay? If you're going to put him in right field, there's a need for some outfield production offensively. We know this. We knew that going in. So he feels that need. The service time issue, that's certainly something to consider. However, they're per the new CBA, if teams bring up and have a rookie start the season and that rookie reaches certain thresholds or wins rookie of the year or finishes in the top five in voting, then there's an incentive for that team to bring that rookie up or to have him begin the season with them, some extra draft pick compensation. But I think the other thing, and this is the biggest thing, is what happens if he struggles? Because we all know the pitching he sees or is seeing in the Grapefruit League, it's going to be vastly different than what he sees at the big league level. I'm not saying he can't adjust and can't produce, but the big question is for me, what happens if he struggles out of the gate going 2-for-20? 3-for-35. Then what do you do? Because I don't think you want to run the risk of having this yo-yo effect. Yeah. Look at what the Cardinals have been experiencing with Jordan Walker, for instance, a young man that extremely talented, but then 1 week he's at the big league level and the next week he's at the minor league level. Then he's at 2 weeks in the minors and then he's back up. So I think they got to be real careful about how they proceed here, but he certainly opened some eyes for sure.
How do you, what you mentioned first about Cam Smith and Joe Espada, Dana Brown, kind of their feelings towards him, how much of that do you think plays into his ability to handle the what if he struggles, right? I mean, don't you think that you've been around plenty enough athletes of any kind, whether it's baseball or anything, but there's some guys that are just wired and the struggle's not going to bother them. In fact, you can argue to make them better. Surely they've got a pretty good grip on, at least feeling towards what that would look like if he did struggle, right?
Yeah, and I think they got to be feel pretty confident about what their infrastructure looks like, you know, internally in terms of coaching and veterans in the clubhouse. I mean, this is still a look. There's a lot of new faces in that clubhouse, but there's the leadership that category you would think remains. The box is still checked. Jose Altuve is there. Christian Walker is one of the best dudes in all of baseball. So then you have the confidence. You hope that the young man has the confidence in himself to withstand those kind of early struggles. I mean, you guys know this. Baseball is a game that's going to beat you down, and it's all about how you handle it. So it's a very intriguing decision, but we do know this. Eventually, it would seem to me that this young man has the potential to be a franchise cornerstone. And the fact that the Astros acquired him in the manner that they did, I think is Dana Brown deserves a lot of credit, as well as, you know, the people around him.
Robert Flores, MLB Network, joins us. You can catch him every morning starting tomorrow. MLB yes, sir. Central, 9 a.m. On MLB Network. The other big story outside of Cam Smith is potentially the other corner outfielder. And that is Jose Altuve. And listen, you can answer if you think this is going to work or you're concerned or whatever. But I want to come from it from this point of view from you is, did you get the sense last year or the previous years or whatever that it was so needed to be this aggressive to move him off second base?
Yeah. No, that's a great question because I thought about that. When the move was announced or it was floated, I don't recall. Look, I've known that Jose Altuve has had different struggles defensively, especially here in the last couple of years. But no, it did not strike me as being egregious. However, I thought collectively as a whole, and I think the numbers bear this out, and this is something that struck me, was defensively the Astros weren't as good last year as they had been during this run. So was Jose Altuve a part of that? For sure, no doubt. But yeah, that's an excellent question. It was not anything that made me go, oh my God, they got to get him out of here. But look, the numbers, what's the old saying? The numbers don't lie, right? The numbers have gone down steadily. And I give Jose Altuve a lot of credit, man. I think this is just part of one of the many reasons why he's going to go down as the greatest Astro to ever wear that uniform. Because there's not many people with his resume and his stature within an organization that would be willing to do this. So I give him a ton of credit, and I'm pulling for him because I like him a lot, and I hope it works out for him.
How much of it, Roflo, do you think is more geared towards the offensive side of things? Just getting the best lineup. Yeah. You lose Kyle Tucker, so just this whole thought of like, hey man, we can overcome the center fielder not hitting, the left fielder being a turnstile out there. You can overcome these kind of things because you got the Kyle Tuckers and the Yordans and this and that. At some point, right, that well runs dry, and so how much of this could you look at and say, hey, look, this is about getting, having some flexibility in the lineup and getting our best bats in the lineup night in, night out.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you mentioned it. Look, the outfield, when you look at the group and you set aside Yordan Alvarez, excuse me, we know that right now there is a void of consistent offensive production. So if you can kill two birds with one stone and take away Jose Altuve, the perception of his declining defense, and the numbers would suggest it's more than a perception, but if you can put him out there in left field and still have his offensive capability, that's a plus. The thing that is going to be interesting is, do you run the risk of not only do you put Jose Altuve and then run the risk of having some declining defense in left field? It's a very, very difficult decision, and I'm just fascinated to see how it's going to turn out. It is going to be really fascinating. I'm pulling for him because I know it can't be easy, but I really give him a lot of credit for having the enthusiasm to be willing to take this on.
Roflo, listen, the season opening day gets in full swing coming up on Thursday. And I know this is busy season for you. What all you got going on?
Well, yeah, MLB Central returns tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Houston time. And then, you know, people can now stream MLB Network as a standalone product. I know we got a lot of YouTube subscribers out there, YouTube TV subscribers out there listening right now. And MLB Network, unfortunately, hasn't been available on that platform for a handful of years. But you can stream MLB Network as a standalone product right now. Go to MLB.com/live-stream-games/products. So, yes, we're working on the URL to tighten that up a little bit, but this is the best we got going so far.
Well, one more time, Roflo. Hell, you lost me. Give me that one more time, Chief.
It's MLB.com/live-stream-games/products. And if worse comes to worse, just Google MLB Network 5.99. And the options will come up. There's a couple of price options you can go through, but that's one of them, and it'll get you to the right spot.
/...
I know. We need to work on the URL.
But, just go to Roflo on Twitter and send him a DM.
No, let's not do that. Post the link, Roflo.
That's right.
All right, man.
You know what? I'll do that right now.
Enjoy opening day.
Hey, thanks, guys. Y'all have a good week. See you later.
All right, that was 2 dashes and 2 slashes.
Yeah, it was a slash right there to rope that thing out. That's Robert Flores, MLB Network. Catch him every morning starting tomorrow, MLB Central, 9 a.m. as the baseball season gets in full swing coming up on Thursday. All right, many people had feelings about the Laremy Tunsil situation. I want to have a bit of a discussion now that we are past that and where we're feeling right now. We'll discuss that coming up next.